Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. In fact, I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Tuesday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe at Cuse Militia on the socials. Go there. Join the militia. Thank you for tuning in to hang out with us. We appreciate all of you. This is your Wake Forest preview. We'll let you know what we think about the 19th-ranked Wake Forest Demon Deacons coming into the Dome this Saturday afternoon, late afternoon, 3:30. We will also take a look at some of the goings-on in the ACC quickly before we start that, because there wasn't a ton in Coach's presser going into Wake Forest, and obviously we've hit all the news that there was to be.
Otherwise, well, can we talk about something? Can we just nail something in, though?
What? Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
What's that mean?
Go on. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say this whole Tosh Harris thing, right?
Why are we talking about Tosh Harris again?
Well, because ever since he transferred, and I mean, I've even seen it the last couple of days, there's still that whole just the hate comments and, you know, good riddance and da-da-da-da-da.
I haven't been paying attention to any of that.
And I hate to see that, you know. And, you know, Syracuse.com reported today that since he's put his name as a transfer portal, which has been 2 days, he's already received offers from Mississippi State, Kentucky, Utah, and Western Kentucky. So, again, he's going to go to a good school in a place where he's going to get an opportunity to do what he wants to do, and I just don't know why, as Syracuse fans, we just can't put a nail on it.
What do you mean?
As far as just stop talking about it, just let him be on his way. He made his decision.
Yes, yeah,
Why are we still?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know. I go on social media very quickly during and after the game, and that's pretty much it. I did put a tweet out asking for people's thoughts, and it was either, however you want to look at it, either was brutally honest or it was completely negative. And so we didn't go over it because I didn't, in good conscience, feel okay doing it. So I get that, but I didn't know it was still lingering. Okay. Well, that's fandom. Okay. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, that's fandom. And unfortunately, at the collegiate level, those kids are going to be exposed to that. And that is not to say that I think it's okay, and it's not to say that I condone it or I think it's funny, but there's no way to stop it. But absolutely. You know, I heard he's leaning towards Mississippi State. That's what I heard from my brother-in-law. He's the one that told me that today, so I did hear that. But, you know, like we said, whatever he decides to do is best for him. We wish him luck. And that's our stance. That's our golden rule here at the Cuse Militia, is that, you know what, maybe it wasn't a good fit. We wish him the best, and I think he's going to find himself in a place where he's going to be able to thrive more, and I root for that. He's had his issues, and I think when fans get salty, they're going back in the past and bringing up some stuff that he's done throughout his time at SU. So, you know, there's been plenty of guys to leave where they didn't face the kind of comments that Taj faced. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Before we get into everything, first I want to tell you about the Spotify Green Room app, guys. Okay. You knew it was coming. I go to the iOS or Android store, and get there and download the app today, Joe. All you need is a user. It's free for crying out freaking loud. It's free. All you need is a username and password and an email address. Go there. Follow us at the Cuse Militia Show. You can sign up for notifications. You get notified when we go live on the app. You can discuss what we're talking about inside the chat room there, or you can request to speak like some do. Some brave souls like Dominic coming on here and talking and talking and talking. And we love Dominic for that. So, but hey, you can do it too. All you got to do is get on there, iOS or Android store. Download the app today. Sign up. It's free. Follow us at Cuse Militia. And you don't have to just follow us. You can do whatever you want. You guys know this. I've told you 100 times. You can follow other people. You can start your own thing. So, bada bing, bada boom. All right. You don't know about the Let's Go Brandon chant, Joe. Okay. Wow. Disappointed. That's fine. You'll have to look it up later. All right. Okay?
I will.
You reading hate tweets to Taj Harris and go look that up. How about that?
Okay.
How about that?
How about that?
Okay. All right. When we look across the ACC, Joe, we see
a mess.
An absolute freaking like snot factory. This is like, all right, we know who the good teams are, right? We know who the kind of crappy teams are. And then there's a bunch of stuff in the middle that is really hard to figure out. So Wake Forest coming in 19th ranked. Wake Forest coming into the dome. We'll deal with that one later. Pittsburgh, they are, I believe they are. Yeah, they've scored the most points in the ACC and just absolutely killing it.
Yeah,
262 points so far in the ACC, and their offense is absolutely on fire. And it should be, and as well as Wake Forest's should be too. And we'll get into all that. But when you look at the Atlantic Conference, right? So we know Louisville's good, right? We just got beat by Florida State. But, you know, at the end of the day, should have, would have, could have had that game, I suppose. Boston College is pretty good, but they're sitting at the bottom, right? Because they've lost one AC. They're 0-1. They
against Clemson.
Yeah. And there's a couple of us still. Miami, Duke, Virginia Tech, Pitt as well, all playing one game. NC State. All have played one game. So we're going to see this shuffle out here pretty soon. And we're getting into it this week. It's going to be it's going to be pedal to the metal ACC play, Joe. So as far as the Atlantic Conference goes, we're going to really get to see what SU has this weekend against Wake Forest. But I still think this early in the season, it's a lot in the air. Obviously, Clemson isn't who they were and struggled, right? They've struggled in a couple of games, lost a couple of games, and I guess it's for everybody's for the taking. Wake Forest is at the top, and they've got to hold that spot, and I think they can. I think they're that good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a situation where you walked into it in this year, and you thought, okay, Clemson, North Carolina, ACC championship, we'll walk away, right?
Yeah, that's another surprise. Is UNC.
Right. So, but when you look at the way that it's laid out and how people played each other, I mean, really, Wake Forest is going to be the game to me, personally honest. Obviously, NC State, they're undefeated. They beat Clemson, but they've only played one game. So, realistically, the Atlantic Coast is just wide open. Boston College, they were 4-0 before they went to Clemson and probably should have won that game last week. And that's how close they are. And that's with the backup quarterback because Jerkovic got hurt early. Obviously, Florida State. We've seen them. We've seen what they've, you know, done. But Louisville, still out there. And we know that they're a tough team.
Do we know really who's really, like, the goo in the middle? Do we really know what's going
on
there? Not really. Right.
No, not really. And that's really the thing is, I can see Florida State being good enough to beat some of these teams. But You know, between Wake Forest, NC State, Clemson, Louisville, Boston College, all those teams seem pretty good to me. And it really just depends on where us and Florida State are going to fall in as well, as far as if we're going to be competitive. Wake Forest is 3-0 in the ACC and 5-0 overall. And they're really the team, obviously, right now that, you know, Clemson would love us to help them out and get a loss. But everything's still up in the air. You look at the Coastal, Virginia Tech, Pittsburgh, and on top of that, because they're both 1-0. But North Carolina, they've already lost two ACC games. And realistically, I still see North Carolina getting it together. Virginia Tech will lose some games. Pittsburgh, their only loss is to a random one to Western Michigan, which tells me that they'll probably lose a random one. And then that division will probably come down to the North Carolina-Pittsburgh game. And then realistically, you're talking about you know, the winner between, well, really, I can't say that, but right now it's looking like the winner between Wake Forest and NC State. This is the one thing with these teams is, especially in some of these schools, you know, you get a couple injuries and you're done. You know, Wake Forest, they lose Sam Hartman. I don't know who exactly they have behind him, but I'll bet you that he's not as good as him. They have a bunch of super seniors, and it's just a situation where, as long as they stay healthy, they look like they kind of have the lead to me. So that's why this week is just a big game. And I'm actually surprised that it's only a 6.5-point favorite. They've only played one game on the road, but it was Virginia and they won by 20. So realistically, I'm looking at,
They got two freshmen behind Hartman.
Right. So, I mean, right now you're talking about, I mean, it's looking like a Wake Forest Pittsburgh, ACC championship, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, between the Atlantic beating each other up and, like I said, I think the Coastal is going to come down to that game between Pittsburgh and North Carolina. So,
well, something to pay attention to. Well, by the way, Wake Forest been playing. They got Army later on, and that's pretty much it. They're playing all ACC after that. But Syracuse Army, but they've beat Florida State, Virginia, and Louisville in a row. And the least amount of points that they've scored in the whole year so far has been 35. So, you know, I mean, they got a pretty high powered offense. We'll talk about that. And then, you know, you look at Pitt, who's I had Pitt, you know, we play Pitt, I think it's the last game of the season, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so, yeah.
So that could be good or bad or indifferent. I have no idea.
They look good. I mean, another thing to look at too, which, I mean, it doesn't go against the actual, like, ACC, you know, conference play, so to speak, but Notre Dame still plays Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia Tech. So Pittsburgh kind of, like, lucks out on that one. As Notre Dame still has four teams that they're going to play from the Coastal Division. So, and I don't say that because it's going to go against their record in the ACC. I just say that because after what is usually normal non-conference play, in the middle of conference play, you got a team like Notre Dame, who's, you know, traditionally been in the playoff, college football playoff conversation, coming in, or you're going there and playing them, and playing a team like that on a random week when you're in the middle of the conference schedule sometimes throws you for a loop, or sometimes injuries happen. So that'd be one thing to look for as far as Coastal. I'd say if there's one thing that Pittsburgh's got an advantage on with all those teams is that North Carolina's already got two losses and that they don't play against Notre Dame like they do.
Right. Virginia Tech's got Notre Dame next. Notre Dame ranked 14th currently. So we're going to get to see, because, you know, Virginia Tech, they had that win over UNC at the first game of the year, but Middle Tennessee, West Virginia, and Richmond losing to West Virginia were their last three games. So we're going to get to see.
Of course, Clemson has a bye the week before we play them.
Of course they do. But we'll get to see what Virginia Tech is made of when they face Notre Dame this weekend at 7:30, which is fun. That should be a fun game. So
at Virginia Tech?
Yeah, at Virginia Tech. So, all right. Okay, Joe. Here it is. The Orange is going to host 5-0, 3-0 in ACC Demon Deacons this Saturday afternoon at 3:30, as I mentioned. A chance to take down a 19th-ranked team in the country and possibly even up at 1-1 in the ACC. You've got Sam Hartman, these names just ring familiar, and there's a reason. Sam Hartman, Christian Beal-Smith, Jakari Roberson, and Luke Masterson, they're your team leaders. Basically, what we have is pretty high-powered offense, like I said, with Hartman at the helm. Their total offense is good enough for 30th in the country, 444 yards a game, averaging 6 yards a play. Sam Hartman's 25th in the country with his 1,285 yards passing. The good news is Syracuse is 14th in the country in passing yards allowed at 167 a game. So that's going to be a fun matchup to watch, or a frustrating matchup to watch. Wake is not as run heavy as Syracuse, but they do favor the run by, I think the margin was like 60 plays or something like that. Wake Forest rushing attack is 41st in the country. They total 930 yards so far, 4.25 yards a carry. Syracuse, by the way, just for the record, is 21st with 5.2 yards a carry, just over 1,100 yards. So Syracuse is going to have to put up points, and we're going to see the RPO get established, and the play action stuff is going to have to get established. But the execution is going to have to be what is going to carry Syracuse and Garrett Schrader through if they think they can pull this off. Wake Forest is giving up 113 yards on the ground every game so far. It's close to 4 yards a carry. Now, with that said, knowing the glaring issues that we still have in the passing game, many aren't sold yet. The Demon Deacons are 101st in the nation in passing yards allowed with 253 a game. So just over 7 yards of completion, which is another favorable stat. I mean, if you're into stats, that's a favorable one. So the game is going to be a good gauge for everything as far as Syracuse goes on offensive defensive end. Joe, a lot of veteran players make up this Wake Forest team, and it's pretty much who they are this year. It's an older team, veteran team. They're second in the ACC in points scored, like I mentioned. So offensive execution, critical. Defense, critical. And this will be a huge test for the Orange. And if they could manage a way to win this game at home, it would be obviously a statement win of the past 3 years.
Oh yeah. This is a team. When you look at the defense, I mean, I'm looking at the names all over the place and I just recognize all of them.
I know that's
the
thing.
I read something earlier this year that I think, you know, we talked about Syracuse and our super seniors with, you know, the five or six that we have or something. I believe
11. It's five. Yeah.
Yeah. Wake Forest has 11 on top of the fact that, you know, Coach Clausen's been there for a long time, so he's got his stuff in place. They have that unique running game that they always use against us and certain teams where they can kind of control the line of scrimmage. As much as you look at the receivers, and they got three receivers that have, 19, 20, and 22 receptions respectively, all have over 250 yards, and they each have at least two touchdowns. They still rush the ball more. And yeah, they have three running backs that average over 4 yards carry, and they have 11 rushing touchdowns and 11 passing touchdowns. So they're very balanced. Even although they run more, they're a balanced offense as far as the way they score. And again, I mean, I see these names, I recognize almost every single one of them. So it's not going to be easy to stop them. We're obviously going to need some plays to go our way. They also, I believe, have 7 interceptions and 6 fumble recoveries. So 13 turnovers in 5 games isn't too shabby as well. So
Hartman's only thrown 2 interceptions, but as you said, I mean, the one key thing, I guess, Joe, I mean, is getting to the quarterback. He's not exactly stellar outside the pocket. He's more of a pro
style
quarterback.
Bit.
Yeah, he can move a little bit, but he's not doing a whole lot on the ground.
No.
He does have 2 rushing touchdowns, though. But
no. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is you want to look at him and you want to say, like, oh, well, who did they play? You know, Old Dominion, Norfolk State, you know, Virginia, some teams down your way, right? But, like, how good are those? But they were all pretty, I mean, ODU 42-10. Norfolk State 41-16, Florida State, who we just played, they beat 35-14.
I mean, ODU and Norfolk State are like 5 blocks from one another, by the way. That's crazy.
And then their only road game at Virginia, they won by 20, 37-17. They won a close one last week at home to Louisville, which kind of, I think, gives you a little bit of the sneak preview of you know, the mush of the Atlantic Conference and what these games are going to be like. But
the other thing too is that in reading some of their stuff, and just you can get a lot of information just by scrolling their Twitter feed or reading their student stuff or their, you know, their SB Nation or 247 stuff. The thing I would say, like, fans and some of the writers would be the weakest spots for the Demon Deacons is probably having to do with their defense. So, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, I just don't know how much our offense is going to be able to expose their defense. I guess that's going to be my battle to watch. I mean, we're going to have to score points. I'm not real worried about our defense. Of course, Wake Forest is going to score, and they can do it quick, and they've got a lot of talent to do it, and they can wear us down too if they want to, which is the one thing I'm afraid of with our defense is getting wore down with all the running. But I think our defense can hold strong as long as we can keep them off the field. This is going to be one of those situations. So moving the ball and putting up points for Syracuse, it's going to be more crucial this game than last game or against Liberty or Rutgers, any of that.
Yeah, well, and they're pissed off because they knew they won. They knew they should have won that last game. And I don't think, especially when you look at I watched the presser yesterday with Dino. And when someone said something or asked him something about, like, you know, the attitude in the locker room or the feelings in the locker room or whatever, you know, he gave an answer as like he normally does, like, oh, I'm not going to speak for my players. You can ask them if you want.
You can ask them Tuesday.
But there was a little bit of that, like, it was like you could tell with the way he said it that these players aren't down, like that these players are ready to go. Yeah. They're upset that they lost the game. And now you're coming home, and you got a team like Wake Forest, 5-0, 19th in the country, underdogs again. And, I mean, we're still 3-2. We're still right there. You know, we're right there. We're,
0-1.
We got 0-1 in the ACC, right? So we have all the time in the world to right this ship. Meanwhile, you know, you got to look at some of, you know, Wake Forest, and obviously they're an older team and stuff, but sometimes teams that aren't used to winning like this and being where they are, sometimes they run into certain issues, right? Like, you always hear about trap games, right? Or teams getting a little too comfortable or looking ahead,
right? Yeah.
And just looking at their schedule right now, I mean, you know, they went 5-0. Just beat a tough game, beat a Louisville team at home by 3, last-minute field goal, or last-second field goal, you know, tough game. And now you come back, now you got to travel to Syracuse, and you're going to play in a Loud House, and you have a bye next week. You know, I mean, you're probably on cloud 9 while we're 5-0. That's when you start to get that confidence of, like, oh, I mean, maybe we're better than, you know, we might think we are. And when you look at their record, their schedule as well, after their bye week at Army, and home against Duke, which, again, should be 2 wins. But when you look at the last 4, at North Carolina, home against NC State, at Clemson, and at Boston College, their last 4 games are gauntlets, and that's going to be their season and whether or not they make the ACC championship or not. But you never know when a team thinks that they're better than what they are, and you look and you say, okay, well, we got Syracuse, Army, Duke, so we can coast. We got to get ready for these next 4, right? And sometimes that's when you slip up. So right now you're talking about them at home playing a tough game, now having to travel up north, going to the Loud House, and they got to buy next week. So there could be that whole, you know, mental capacity of, you know, a team maybe overlooking a team or looking towards next week because they just played a tough game and they think they got this one in the bag and they're just trying to get to that bye week at 6-0.
Yeah, back to the quickly. Coach, I listened to that too, Coach, getting asked about what the feels were in the locker room. I mean, is there any doubt? The team went 1-10 last year. I never saw it, right? I mean, obviously they're disappointed, they're hurting in the locker room, but you never really saw
it. We talked about that.
Yeah, it was never an issue with them. They're pretty resilient, man. And they know they have a chance. Every game we've played, in the 2 losses, I should obviously point out, we had a chance to win those games.
Right. Well, I mean, you look at the last 2 or 3 years, the only time I've looked at a team, not like they quit, but maybe weren't in it, is when they get to the point where they're, like, not bowl eligible anymore.
Right. Well,
you know, then you see a different kind of thing where you start.
It was pretty quick last year.
It was pretty quick last year, but last year was a different kind of year where we were playing a whole bunch of young guys, and it was a different kind of year last year. I don't even want to count that year, to be perfectly honest with you. But for the most part, we haven't seen Babers teams quit, at least not like from the beginning of the game, right?
Right, yeah, no, without a doubt. I mean, this is going to be a huge test. The next, I mean, we talked about it Sunday. Right. You know, Wake Forest, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Boston College, Louisville, NC State, Pittsburgh to finish the year. I mean, that's freaking brutal. Mm. You know, the only thing that's missing there is Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and we, you know what? This year we might not make a bowl, but I'm looking at it as a situation of getting better than where you were last year, right? But also be in every game. Like, what year have we been in the ACC where we were in every game? There's always those random one or two games, maybe at the end of the year where we're not bowl eligible, albeit, but where it's just some ridiculous score because, you know, it's kind of mailed in the second half. We get tired. We know we're not bowl eligible. Usually there is a game in the ACC, at least one or two, where we just, and I'm not talking Clemson, get smoked. And that's kind of what I'm looking for.
Boston College 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Pittsburgh, that? I believe, the dome. Done it. Yeah, Pittsburgh's done it, yeah.
Wake Forest, I believe, did it last year. So, and this is going to be a very similar team to what we played last year. They got their revenge from the Trill Williams steal in overtime 2 years ago, and they beat our butts last year. And I don't know. I just, like I said, I want to be in every game. I want to be in fourth quarter within single possession, playing every team hard, because to me, that's whether you win or lose, you'll win some of those games, right? But even if we get to six, if you play every game like that and you're in every game, then to me, that just shows a different kind of it shows a jump.
We pretty much,
it says one thing to be in a couple games here and there, but you get your butt kicked by, you know, three or four other teams in the ACC. But if you can make it a game every single game and be in it, then that says something a little bit different.
We pretty much lost last year 38-14 against Wake Forest, for what it's worth. So,
pretty much, yeah, that's
pretty much. We pretty much did. So
yeah, well, it's pretty much a butt kicking.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun game. The best part of these games for me is really getting a good look at where Syracuse is at, just in general. And for this to be the sixth game of the season, I mean, after this game, we're halfway through the year. And for it to be in the middle of the season, when we really need to turn it on, I feel pretty good about it. You know, I did hear rumblings about the Dome selling a lot of tickets, so I expect a bigger crowd there. For this game, obviously a big game, ranked team coming in. And
I'm going to be there.
That's going to be... Are you going?
Yep.
Okay, so Joe's going to be there. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crazy there. And I think that's obviously going to play a huge factor in any success that they're going to have on defense, which is exactly what they need. So,
yeah, guaranteed loss. I mean, you'll probably hear it in the Sunday night podcast. I'll try to do my best to get the.
If you don't make it, I'm gonna have to get a co-host in here. I can't be pushing the podcast off.
Look, I'm gonna make it. I just don't know if my voice is gonna. Okay. That's all.
Fair enough.
I haven't been to the Dome in like 3 years. I haven't been there since it's been renovated.
I haven't either. I haven't been there in 2 years.
Pretty big game. So
yeah, big game. Big. It's huge. Okay, Joe, let's revisit our picks from last week. Obviously, we both picked Cuse, and they lost, so no -5 bonus points on that end. I think Tyler was in on this one, too. Let's just give his, too. Let's give his first. He had 28-17. That's a difference of 18. He had those both up, okay? You had 24-23, which was a really good guess. I really liked it. I was a little jealous of it when you did it. A difference of 16. I had 31-28. It's a difference of 6. It's pretty good.
Good for you.
And you had me. Yeah. So you had me double guessing my scores being a little high, but you know, ended up working out. So for the year. I'm 3-2. Joe's 2-3, and Tyler is 0-1. So that means we do this week's. So Joe, 19th ranked team coming in. I already have mine, so I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to do mine first.
Okay.
Right. Look, it's not. It's not. I don't know. How do I say this? I'm a little worried about this game. I'm a little worried about it. I mean, obviously, with the success that Wake Forest has had, although I do think, you know, a loss is inevitable for them. And why not Syracuse, right? So, I mean, that's kind of how I think of it. But I'm trying to win a contest here too. So at some point I've got to put my heart aside and just be real about it, okay? That's where I was going. 35-24 Wake. And I hope I'm wrong. Plain and simple. I mean, I'll gladly take the loss in our little battle we have going on here, Joe, for a win. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
So don't be DMing me. Don't at me about my fan loyalty and all that stuff, please. Okay? I'm just trying to be realistic here. Joe.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What do you got?
I'm going to go.
I do not know why this pen doesn't write either, by the way. But go ahead. You're going to go what?
I'm going to go 34-32 Syracuse.
Really?
I have to go with my heart because I'm going to be there. I can't in good conscience.
See, here's the thing.
What I want to do.
You ever do the old trade-off deal? I'm like, all right, look, man, you know, exactly. Like, to your point.
I was going
to
go 35, 32.
What did you go? What did you go? I'm trying to find a working pen. What did you go? 34, what?
34-32 Syracuse.
Okay. You know, like you said, you know, I want them. I'm going to Blacksburg. It's going to be my first time in Blacksburg.
So you'll pick them to win?
Yeah, I want them to win that game more than anything this year. You know, mm-hmm. I will do the trade-off of losing this big game if I could make a deal and win the game in Blacksburg. That would be huge to me. So,
no, dude, that's what was going on in my head.
Okay.
I'm thinking, like, okay, I'm going to be at the game, and in my head I'm thinking, how loud and crazy is that place going to be
if they
with,
win?
Like, a fumble or an interception or we end up winning? Yeah. And that's what I want to experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
So next time I'm going to be able to make it up to the dome. So,
you know, yeah, we do football games more than we do basketball games. I haven't been to a basketball game in a minute, by the way.
Well, I mean, that's you.
Last time I went to a basketball game was like Dylan's 12th birthday, I think. No, 13th. No,
damn.
11th birthday. Well, he's only 14.
So well, I've invited you to all of them, but I mean, I pretty much go to every football and basketball game that's at NC State or Wake Forest.
I mean, I could probably make a basketball game up here, up this way. It's getting to Syracuse. Yeah. That's kind of hard.
Yeah.
The getting to North Carolina for me is just a will of is what's going on that weekend at home. Is my wife working? Do I got to bring like 3 kids and myself because the wife's working? Like, that's all. Those are all factors I have to take into consideration.
But I just bought a house. I got a yard, dude. Tents, camping.
I could just drop Kira off over there, and she could play with Avery, and then me, you, Cole, and Dylan would go. Okay,
you do that.
Okay,
I'm just saying, and you know, no, that all depends on the weekend. But I mean, we can make plans. But I'm just saying, like, I got room now to where, you know, we can just throw the kids in the yard and some tents and call it a day.
Yeah, put some leashes on them, just tie them up, and we'll go.
Come back. I got a fence.
Okay,
I'm gonna go too far.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, that's it. I was the first defector. Unfortunately, it's my first pick without it. By the Wake. by the wake. By the way, Freudian slip
there. That's funny.
Freudian slip. I did, and you can see it here. I don't know if you can see it or not. Camera's kind of far away.
But no, your pen doesn't work.
I did have them winning this game at the beginning of the year, by the way.
There's nothing there. Your pen doesn't work. You already said that.
No, I did this at the beginning of the year, Joe, before it even started. Oh. See it?
No, I don't see it. What's up? Sure, did you pick it as a win?
Yes, I did. I picked it as a win.
Why would you do that?
It was one of the games
you
I had to win.
You had them winning five games, and this was one of them?
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
You didn't do your preseason homework, buddy.
I didn't. I went off of team logos.
Yeah, well, so a team logo. Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah, touche.
Yeah. That is going to do it for us as we ramble on, trying to fill some time for you guys. I'm sorry about that. Look, go Q's. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully Joe's right. I'll gladly give Joe the win, and that would be fine with me. So that's it. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate all of you. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.